וימר השם אל מוישה בוי אל פאוי אני הכברתי אסלי בוי אסלם עבודו ממשיס אסי איסס האלה מכיר בוי ברטורים בנסדם סתם וימר השם אל מוישה בוי What is boy or boy? What is boy? It says boy is three. Gematria is three. And this parsha has only three more makas left. Choyishach makas b'choyos. But the Torah says boy is gematria sholish. So the pasuk says, "Vayimar Hashem Boy El Paroi Kani Ichbati Eslibo Veslev Avado." Uleman Tesaper Boznei Bincho Ben Bincho Es Asher Isalalti BeMitzrayim VeSoisoisai Asher Samti Boy. So Hashem tells him, "Come to Paroi. Why? Uleman Tesaper Boznei Bincho Ben Bincho Es Asher Isalalti BeMitzrayim. What is this Asher Isalalti BeMitzrayim? Ish. Take it here." What is Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim? You tell him what I did to Mitzrayim, Asher Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim. What is the big Yisalalti B'Mitzrayim? Ma kazalte? So, Leman Tesaper Boz, Nebincho, Ben Bincho, you will tell your kids. Every Makkah will tell us the secret is Mitzrayim. Why in Makkah's Arbe, it says specially, Leman the Saber Boz the Bincho Ben Bincho. All the Makas you have to tell over. Especially this Makkah. The Medrash and the Pasuk, and the next Pasuk. And Pasuk. Dalet. Hineni mevi mocho arba begvulecho. So the Medrash says, Miyad in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the Makkah. When he told him, "Leman tesaper boz nebincho," es asher yisalalti zumakas arbe. How we know that it's makas arbe? Zog the medrash. There's a pasuk in Yoel Aleph. Sapru lebneichem. It goes on makas arbe. Sapru lebneichem. Lebneichem sapiru. So leman tesaper boz nebincho ben bincho. It goes on makas arbe. So the shal is, why makas arbech? And all the makas you have to suffer. So there was Kerov, Rebbe Soloveitchik, said, Pshat, al pi the Ramban. The Ramban is very posuk Yudalet. Ramban is posuk Yudalet. Look at posuk Yudalet. Vayal ha'arbe al kol eretz Mitzrayim, vayonach b'chol gvul Mitzrayim, kovet mod. לפונב לא היוכן ארבע כמויו ואחרוב לא יהיה כן. So Rashi will ask, it's not true. Was div Rashi brings down ואחרוב לא יהיה כן. ואוי זה שאוי בימי יואל חזר לסייר כמויו לא יניע מן האוילום. למדנו שכובד משל מוישה. So Rashi, על ידי מינים הרבה, חוסיל וגוזום, but מוישה was pure ארבע כמויו לא יהיה ולא יהיה. The Ramban brings down for Rabbeinu Hanan on the other Pshat. The Kosher line, he says on the Ramban, on Rashi, Kosher Maimer Shel Harav, that by Moshe Rabbeinu it was only pure Arbe. We say in Tehillim, Vayiten Lachosil Yevulam, V'yegiyom La'arbe. So mashma that by Moshe Rabbeinu was also Chosil, it was not only Arbe, pure Arbe, it was also Chosil V'gozom. So he says maybe Moshe Rashi means that the arbe were huge, with huge pieces of arbe. He says, Dvorim Betehilim. Zog Nehru Pshat. Kamoyu lo yeh, that in Mitzrayim will not be any more makas arbe. The Kosov Rabbeinu Hananel. מאיס עתירס מוישה רבינו ועד עכשיו אין ארבע מפסיד בכל גבול מצרים ואם ייבול בארץ ישראל ויובי ויקונס בגבול מצרים, אין אוכל מכלום יבול הארץ כלום עד עכשיו. ודובר זה ידוע לכל. Here is the famous Ramban that learns that Tzfardayim is crocodiles. It says like, it says in the Pasuk, Rak by Yor Teshar Arno, if you go today to the Nihilus, you find crocodiles. Because he learns that Tzfardayim are crocodiles. So it's like the Ramban here. אבל בארבע כסיב לו נשאר ארבע בכל גבול מצרים. ועל זה נאמר, סיכו בכל נפלא איסוף. I remember that when the ארבע came, it stopped in גבול מצרים. It's 5 years ago, it came, it came from מצרים, remember it stopped. Maybe you hear that, I don't know. אין לו מה אומר את המצרים. למה יש? דילגו את הגבול מצרים. אז מזכרו עושה, אז זה פשט. למען תספר באוסלם בינכו ובן בן בינכו. Even the עמק לך, you tell them, you see, it doesn't come into מצרים. So this Makis 4, זאת אומרת, ימשר ברל, לפי לרמב"ן, you could tell your kids, look, you see, it didn't come into מצרים. And Chaim Kanievsky says a different Zach. Also, I saw that in the newspapers that he's right. He says that every time a Makis Arba comes, everyone says, you know, this was what happened in Mitzrayim. Remember, it was 5 years ago, when it was the Arba came to us and saw. All the articles were, this is the Arba Mitzrayim. So you see, these are him, Leman Tesap, he said, when it hails, no one says it's the hail from Mitzrayim. Why is the dog, you say, Choshech Mitzrayim? It's Nishkin Makis. But I say, look at Chaim Kanievsky, the Derech Sicha, the Pusayfer. Let me get back to ויובו עם מוישה ואהרן אל פרעה ויאמרו כה אמר השם עד מאין מאנת לנו ושלח עמי ויעבדוני ויאמר אבי פרעה עד מוסה יזנו למויקש פסוק חס ויושב אז מוישה ואהרן אל פרעה ואומרים לכו יבדוס השם אלוקיכם מי ומי אוהלכם. What does מי ומי אוהלכם? Till now he never asked מי ומי אוהלכם. Why now he's asking פתאום מי ומי אוהלכם? זוג דבר לתורים הזה שאין הפשט. He told him like this, I know that the ones that are going to go into Eretz Yisrael are only Yehoshua וקולב. זוג דבר לתורים, מי ומי הולכים, גמטריה, קולב ובנון. So he told him, מי ומי הולכים, you know what? So מי שתולנו בנורינו וסקנינו, תוכס ביבת חוף, and למעלה מידו שישים, they are not coming to midbar, they're also going inside. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told them. Benoreinu b'skeneinu, they also, what are you telling me, me but me? You're telling me, why are you going out? Anyway, all of you are staying, only Yeshua and Kolev are going in. No, benoreinu b'skeneinu leilech. They also, I said, well, I'm talking about this pshat. That's a very shvare pasuk. Zog the pasuk, Yud Beis. Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. Moti, how you learn pshat every time in this pasuk? Neteyotcho al Eretz Mitzrayim bo arbe. What is bo arbe? What? Any year when you read it. What is the Haishik? The Ramban, not the Ramban, the Orachayim HaKodesh, learns Pshat, Bo Arbe, to tie one Arbe to the stick. Bahaychik, he said, yeah? Bo Arbe, Ulay Sheikshir Arbe Echad Bamate. He tied one Arbe like this he did. Orachayim HaKodesh. What is the old side? Baal? What?
Talmud.
Oi, Zakta Noch HaPshat, that when he did a Maki, he said Bo Arbe. I'll read a lotion. Bo Arbe, Ulay Sheikshor Echot Bamateyu. Ve'efshor Sheyazkir Shem Arbe Benetei Seis Yodoy, Kineti Asayadi Bishvila Arbe. The Ben Ezra, when he brings down the Pshat, Omar HaMeisha HaKoyen, Kitayim Bo Arbe, Sha'arbe Som Bamateyu. ואין זה נכון, רק הטעם בו ארבע בעבור שיהיה בו ארבע. ואין זה דבן עזר בגזר טוב שעת. זוג לפוסק וייטר, את מוישה רבינו, כדי מהר פארו לקרוא למוישה, זוג לפוסק י"ז. ויאמר סונו חטוסי אחר פעם, והעתירו להשם אלוקיכם, ויוסר מעולי רק כסמובס הזה. רק כסמובס הזה. עוד? יוד יוד זין. ואתו סונו חטוסי אך הפעם ועשים מהשם לפרשס בוי פרק יוד פוסק יוד זין. ואתו סונו חטוסי אך הפעם ועשים מהשם לקרחב יוסר מעולי רק כסמובס הזה. זה שני מייסה לסי אובר מייסי דרב אברום יפן. אברום יפן was the 18th and the ultimate of Alba. He met was the Santma Rebbe. And he told the Santma Rebbe, you know the Balim Musar, the Anove from the Balim Musar, and the Emes from the Balim Musar, he told the Santma Rebbe, it's mamish. Lo yim otzinu kezois b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Why? Tamo otar yam mayse, he said, Reb Zun Misalant, he got a letter from one of his Talmidim, that he's asking him to daven for his, what it was, his wife is very sick. That was his wife. Rabbi Zundel called the Shamish. I told him to write a letter in my name that we're davening for his wife, and I will sign that I'm davening for his wife. And no, was a Talmud, please. So the Talmud writes the letter and he gives it to Rabbi Zundel to sign. Rabbi Zundel says, I can't sign. Shekin. Shekin. Shamish knows. So we're davening for your wife if you don't think. We davening? I'm davening. We davening. This is we davening. I mean, it's parel. So no salat. Anachnu is anachnu. I'm one too. So he's not asking shekel. So Rabbi Avraham Yaffe said, look how much. The mice of a person writes, I'm davening. It doesn't sound nice. Much nicer to sound, we are davening. But shekel, bali musar, emes, doesn't make a difference that people will laugh on them. So this is what Rabbi Avraham Yaffe told Satmar Rav. Satmar Rav said, no, I'm not the Rambam, it's like a shekel. So Rabbi Avraham Yaffe said all of his life he was wondering till he found the Rambam in our pasuk. The Rambam in our pasuk says that Pauli says ve'atiru. Yeah, so the Rambam ve'atiru. Leshneim ken yoyim Pauli. דרך מוסו, כי יודע הפארוי כי מוישה הוא אמרתי. And בעצם, פאוריה, מוישה says, למוסי עתיר לכל למוחו. To daven to stop only מוישה daven. He's spoiler עליי. ועתירויסי, אפרויסי סקאפי ביועצי מן העיר. כי לא ידבר מוישה בזה הלושן רבים, שלא יועצי שקר מפיו. So מוישה didn't say, בצסיינו מן העיר, נפרויס קפיינו. It's a shaker, he's trying to do it himself. So he writes, Atir. Just Pauri spoke there to the Heretz, he says Atiru. So like the Rambam, Pauri knew that only Moshe is the one that is davening. Like it says in the last parasha, if you look back, like this, look, I don't know why the Rambam is not there. Look, Perek Tess, Pasuk Chofres. Atiru el Hashem. Vayim el Moshe, Ketzei Seh Seir, Efrei Seh Skapi. Lashni Yochid. Look at Perik Ches Pasukei. And Moshe LePauri is for Eli. Moshe Atir Lecho. Lo Shniyochi. But you look Pasuk Dalet. Vayemer Atiru El Hashem. So in the Raman, Pauri chapped that Moshe is the only one. But the Heretz you say Atiru. So why Moshe didn't say that I'm Atir? Because Moshe doesn't lie. Lo Yetziv Lo Sheker. That's what Satmar Rebbe said. Do not. תאכל לפי דרמב"ן, זה שקר, צריך שאין למה יעשה עוזון מסבן, זה רק אחרי שיש לדרמב"ן. זאת למה יעשה פוגע איש. Now, the world has a kasha, very שוויר. We go back to our פסוק. ואתו סונו חתו סייח הפעם, ועתירו להשם אלוקיכם, ויוסר מעולי רק כסמובס הזה. In all the other times, Pauli says, we'll go back to the other parsha, the Moshe. The Borod. Go back to Borod. You can, Pauli can. Look. Pasuk Chofres. Ha'atiru el Hashem, ve'rad mi'yis ha'koyles, ve'ashalcho eschem, ve'leisifu la'amoy. Don't worry. I will let you go. Every time, the same thing. Look in Pasuk Chof Dalet. אנכי השלח אתכם. הרחק לא יזרחיקו. זה עושה ים פוסק ופרי, ויתרתי אל השם, כן? Here, פארי says, סונח התוסי אחר פעם, ועתירו להשם אליקיכם. ויוסר מולה רק יסמובס הזה. פארי doesn't say, now I'll let you go. Why פארי doesn't finish, now I'll let you go. So the world says, okay, Avada, if he says that he says Chotosi, so Avada, he means to let him to go. For sure that he means that he won't let him to go. The Maisa, for sure he means that. But Shadow, why he doesn't say it? So I saw different pshatim yesterday. I saw Ander is talking about Anders. The Biskirov says that all the Makis, it says Shalach Ami V'Yavduni. Right? Over what Maka you want. I open פרק חס פסוק תזיין ואם השם אומר שהשכם בא בויקר יסייצר ופארוי אמר אותו שלח עמי ויעבדוני מלכו משלח הנני מייבי מחור עורב שלח עמי ויעבדוני then when he asked them to leave בעצם go parshas פסוק דבר, פרק טס פסוק א', אמר שם אמרי שבועל פארו, כה אמר השם, שלח עמי ויעבדוני. Every time, שלח עמי ויעבדוני. How our parsha starts. ולמען תסעד, ואמר השם, בועל פארו, ויום אמרי שם, כה אמר השם, עד מהי יסעד אמר השם ועבדוני. And Mosai me'anto le'anis miponai. Shalach ami v'yavduni. What are these first words? And Mosai me'anto le'anis miponai. What are these first words that he's telling him? Till when you're not listening? Zog de briskerov al pida rabban, that is a halacha that a rosho, first he gets punished that he's a bad person. After he doesn't do tshuva, he gets punished double. Again, because he's a bad person, and he gets punished for the fact that Hashem is punishing him and he's not listening. It's like you have a little kid, he does something bad, you give him a patch, he smiles, you give him a double patch, yeah? The double patch is not only because he's not listening, for the fact that he's fighting your eyes, and then he gets a bigger patch. And if he's, you know, and then he smiles even more, he might do it easy, but that's the Matthias. The male is only because of the shit in Rambam. שהעוין שמגיע לראשון שילכו בקרי, this is בחוקו ישראל, אם לא תלכו עם בקרי, ושבתי לכם שבע על חטוסכם. The seven על חטוסכם is because they're going בקרי. מילא, this was my shit order. Now you're getting punished not only because you're not שלח עמי ויעבדוני. Because I'm telling you to send it, you're not sending. Till now I'm punishing you because you're working in the Klal Yisrael, you deserve a punishment. I'm telling you and you're not listening. So this was Pari answered. Sono chatosi achapa. The Mele, he's asking. I'm asking a mechila. Zog de Welt, such something so beautiful. I think it's one of the nicest things. Everyone knows that Borod really destroyed the whole land. So what was left for Arbe? So if you look in the end of last parsha, in Pesuk Lamed Beis. והחיתו והקוסמס לא ינוקו כי אפי לא יסיימה. ומדרש תנחום הזוג טרשי, the last line in רשי, למד בייז, פרק טס, שלך לקרוא על זה ודורשו כי אפי לא יסיים, פלי לי פי לא יסנסו להם שלא ילוקו. בעצם the Borod had to destroy everything. But then there will be no point for Makkos Arba. So Hashem left things in Makkos Borod, that will be left that the Arba will have what to eat. So Be'etzem, the punishment of Makkos Arba was not a real punishment. Because Be'etzem, they had to be destroyed in Makkos Borod. So Hashem left it only to give another Makkah, to show that Hashem is the manik of the world.
Why can Hashem just make a new Makkah?
No, because this was the point. Makkos Arba was the point to show that I'm the Boire. So the whole makke was to show you're not listening to me. See that I'm the man. I'm the, and this is my kid. This is also a good pshat. But the sapper, this makke was kol kulo was to show Yad Hashem. Now here's a very shvere pasuk. Pasuk Yutes Uri. Actually, you'll have a teretz. Remember last time, a couple of people said tirutzim. Vayafach Hashem ruach yom chozok moed vayisra es arbe vayitkeu yom asuf. Leinishar arbe echo bechol gvul Mitzrayim. We said already. Why ruach chozok? A very strong wind. Right? Ruach chozok. A very strong wind. When the arbe comes, look in pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayet Moishe es mateo al eretz Mitzrayim vayashem niya ruach kadim. באורץ כל היום ההוא וכל הלילה הבוקר הויו ורוח קדים נוסעו עשו ארבע. So here was enough רוח קדים, and when it had to go away had to be רוח חוזק, חוזק מאוד. Why? Why in the beginning to bring them was an easy light wind, and to take them away you had to have heavy wind. Well, don't see the kasha,
okay?
Shteyt. Shteyt, what is shteyt? Shteyt impossible.
All the things that people did.
So one pshat that Mefarshim say, because Rashi says, Leinishar ad achon, even the ones that were dead and were salty. So the living ones is a chay noy says atzmoy. But the dead, you really have to have a strong wind.
Oh,
some people said last year, what? That the pshat is that in the beginning they came, but they ate all the grass. So when they came, they were not so heavy. Now they're much heavier. They ate the whole grass.
There's almost nothing left. What? There's so many arba and there's almost no food.
Don't worry. He should have left enough for everyone. And the other Zog pshat that here was in one shot. Here they came over the whole night. What? But the pshat, they came over the whole night, so the wind slowly they blew in. Here in one second, it was one bloop, it was over.
The Mitzrayim ate some of the
Arba,
no?
So this is what
you
want to say, they blew out of
so
the stomach.
So the Mitzrayim
also went out. No.
Stam is hurting, you heard of something.
What?
Stam is hurting.
So they didn't want to leave. Zog the pasuk weiter. ויאמר השם אל מוישה נטיותך על השמיים ויחוישך על ארץ מצרים ביום אס חוישך. So the Goyen says that בעצם חוישך is a bria. It's a big chkira. If the pshat is light and when it's no light it's dark, or Hashem made light, dark and Hashem made light. If it's no dark in the world, there's only light, and when there's no light it's dark, it's very gishmak. Why when you put in the light the dark goes away? But if dark is a bria, so why when you put in the light the dark goes away? So well, yeah, the Goyen says, no, the dark is a bria, and Hashem made a teva that when he sees light, he goes away. So the Chaim says that this is the pshat in the pasuk. Korev yoyim, asher hu lo yoyim, lo yoyim ve lo ilaylo. Rom hoida, ki lecho yoyim af lecho laylo. I think they said in the Laseda. What's the pshat? So like this. Korev yoyim, asher hu lo yoyim, lo yoyim ve lo ilaylo. And what will be then? Nish dark, nish light, and it's pink, chavis nishvot. It's not light and not dark. Rom hoida, then we will have ki lecho yoyim af lecho laylo. We'll have that the nacht also you did. Till now we think Hashem made light, and when there's no light, this is the mitzvahs. No, aber korav yoyim asher hu lo yoyim lo yoyim ve lo laylo. And then we'll rom hoida ki lecho yoyim af lecho laylo. Then we'll know. It's not a ride, it's not a ride. The day it's a rover in choyshech. I said it, I forgot. That is a ride, that is a bria of choyshech. That changed the Nitziv here has a lot of arichas nishta zay. That choyshech was not a bria. It's a big machlekes. Now the Goyen Tainus, if it's a bria, so vayom es choyshech, Hashem just normally it's a very light amount that you don't feel it. Here Hashem gave a lot of pieces of it until you felt it. If we were not like that, so this choyshech taker was a new bria. It was not night. Hashem made a bria, black pieces that came into the air. But if you didn't go in, it's better than normal choyshech. Just now, was much more from it, so you could felt it. But shenkin if you didn't see it, this tag is not bizarre. Now, Rashi has a kasha. Why Hashem ben choyshech? V'lomo yivir lim choyshech, shev Yisrael b'yis ador reshoim, v'lo yoreitzim lotzich, u'meishu b'shloish yisimei afeilo, k'day shleiru Mitzrayim em apartom, v'yomru afhem loikim k'mod. So the Mephoshim asks, why Rashi asked the Kasha only on Choshech? Why Rashi doesn't ask the Kasha Velo Mehevi Dam, Velo Mehevi Tzvadeh? So maybe it's not a Kasha because it's a Medrash, and a Medrash asks the Kasha all the time. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, but the Nusach of the Kasha, so why Rashi brought it down only on Choshech? You had that Rashi is mocking with the Medrash, and the Medrash Taka asked it on all the ten. But why Rashi only asked the Kasha on Choshech? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that Choshech is not Be'etzim HaMaka. Nothing happened. Okay, they couldn't move, but all the Makas was punishments. It was punishment. Dam, Tzvardea. Choshech was ahead there. But it's a Givaldik Pasuk in Tehillim. We say in Tehillim, Sholach Choshech Vayachshech V'leimoru Es Dvorav. V'leimoru Es Dvorai. Es Dvorav. Sholach Choshech Vayachshech V'leimoru Es Dvorav. What is V'leimoru Es Dvorav? Fayid Malbim. What is V'leimoru Es Dvorav? So the Malbim says, because Hashem made in Shas, the Mabul, Yom V'Layla Lo Yishboisu. So the Chur here is a Kasha. How it was Choshech? Even so, it's Leimoru Es Dvorav. Why? So he says, all because Yisroel was Oir. But the Goyen says Pshat. The Goyen says Pshat like this. That Be'etzim, the Klal Yisroel had to go Makas Choshech. If all the Mitzrayim were standing, take a knife, chop off the heads of the Mitzrayim, and go out of Mitzrayim. All the Mitzrayim were standing like this. I said, what's happening here? Hashem made a market, all the Mitzrayim were standing freeze. Take a knife and just chop off the heads. Then just leave. Tell it says, it was a shvur. The Klal Yisrael made a shvur and they will not leave before the time. But we have a shvur not to bring the Mashiach, not to nilcham with the goyim until Mashiach will come. You know, we don't try to make a Medina alein. So the Zelba Zach, we have a shvur that will not be, it's like the Yosef and Uziel, Yosef was mashpia them, that they will not go out of Mitzrayim before the time. V'lo yamru es dvorav, Klal Yisrael and Makas Choshech, this was a nisayon for Klal Yisrael. A lot of times before the Geula comes, Hashem lets people, b'atchalta the Geula, that they could feel keilu, they could run the world, they could run it, they could try to bring the Geula. And the people that are not Yerei Hashem, they try to bring the Geula taka. These people that can stay in Makash Choshech, they die in the end. They're the ones that don't go out of Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael had the opportunity. Hashem will send a Mashiach. Then we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. Then we'll make it. Before Hashem sends a Mashiach, so every time Makash Choshech is one step before. One step before the Geula. Klal Yisrael could just go out of Mitzrayim. Hashem said, we don't go out. When Hashem will tell you to go out, you go out.
I'm Shabbat Amin in the part of Mitzrayim. Because the whole thing was that he sent us out, if not we'd have times later. If we would chop off the heads and go out.
Right, this is the Geula of Hashem. You know, it's Yonu Hashem, this is Chelik from Yonu Hashem.
We didn't want to send the Yad Hashem,
which was...
I'll tell you what will happen in the end, Hashem will find a way, Hashem will stop the Choshech. The last, when you call the last mitzvah, Hashem will turn it over. But Hashem gives the koach for people to see. You see, all the days, before the Geula comes, pitom, zivatzach, ha'gan, zazach, becomes all easy pitom. Yiddish Arme, Yiddish Palatzei, out! This is Makas Choshech. One step before the Geula, it looks like what is the problem? Here, Hashem tied the goyim under us, we're the strongest country in the world, we could take over. It's not our job. Our job is to sit and learn. When Hashem, all of Yeshiva al Tzion, them also will have the Geula.
Killing them wouldn't have helped because what? They could have left themselves physically, but psychologically they'll still be avada.
If we'll be no one left, I'll tell you. This, no, they didn't know this club.
Pari did.
Wasn't the Pari doing it or not? So did Pari do it? But they could have left. They were avada, they didn't have to do avada. They said it's a chazus sefer shteit. Zog the pasuk weiter. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Pasuk no yigid alef pasuk beis. Daber no beozne ya'om v'ishalu ish me'israel v'ishu me'israel tot v'chesed v'chlizov. Vayidin Hashem eschei na'om b'nei Mitzrayim gam ha'ish mo'ish ha'godl mo'il b'nei Mitzrayim b'nei avod ha'paru b'nei ya'om. sagt Rashi, Moruch es daber no ino lo shem bakosh bakosh mimcho. Hazir mekach shel yom ro tzadik. Avrom ve'avdu ve'inu yisom kiyem ba'em ve'achri ken yitzu b'chush gadol lo kiyem ba'em. And the kasha everyone asks is the famous kasha if Hashem promised to take us out of Mitzrayim b'chush gadol because he's doing it because of Avrom. And he make a shvua not to a tzaddik. Hashem promised to take us out of Mitzrayim ve'achri ken yitzu b'chush gadol. So others don't speak about Shevet Levi, Shevet Levi didn't work. So it's them we have to have the haftoche to Avrom Avinu. As if like the Kli Yoko. So the Kli Yoko says one pshat that it says Vayashilu. Later it says Vayitzias Mitzrayim that Vayashilu Bnei Yisrael Vayashilu. Rashi says Baal Korcho. Parchus Beshalach. וישילו בני ישראל. וישילו בני ישראל. It says Baal Kochum Shel Yisrael. So Vayashilum Baal Kochum Shel Yisrael. The Kliyoko says that Klal Yisrael didn't want, the Nedar says, they didn't want to carry him. They Masri HaDerech, they didn't want. And the Mitzvim stuffed him out. So Be'etzem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the minute that they stuffed him out, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yoitzeh, the Mitzvim offered to take money. But HaShleyem HaRoitzeh Tzadik, let's stop on the Goyen HaGivaldi Kazach. What is the pshat? The Goyim says, he doesn't understand. It says, Vayashilum Baal Kochum, Klal Yisrael didn't want. Why Klal Yisrael didn't want? Rashi says, Yipnei Masri HaDerech. It's very heavy. Someone offers you gold and diamonds, you don't want Yipnei Masri HaDerech? Motli. Person is stuck even in Hungary. If it's his stuff, he wants to bring it. He doesn't want to leave it. Yipnei Masri HaDerech. A lot of nish. Gold. So Anders Zogim, that Moshe, the prisoners in jail, they tell him, you know, come, take gold. He said, just let me out. The Goyen says like this, they knew that there's a Bizas HaMitzrah, Bizas HaYam. And the Ma'ase said, all the money they'll get later. So why did he carry it now? What's that Mishlepid us? What's that Mishlepid us? So Mele, you're right. Aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, the Ma'ase Hashem said, that they go out of Mitzrayim, they will have the money. So please take it now. You're right. Of the money, they're getting it in a week. But Shlo Yoyim Arois Tzadik, V'kidu V'im Ki Oysom, V'achar Kach Yeitzu, he was not Mekayim. Klal Yisrael knows, Chaval, so Mipnei, you're right, so Klal Yisrael didn't want to carry it, but the Muslim just stuffed him under.
See, by Chayish, Klal Yisrael is Rachmanim, and they knew they were going out of Mitzrayim anyway, so why should I go around killing Mitzrayim?
Rachmanim, yeah. Say that, but they forget, there's a way to go out.
But they knew they were going out.
That's the chid. I saw another vote that let me tag it. I don't know why all the years it didn't disturb me so much like this year. This year this kasha was like, it was stirring me a lot. Wasn't the pshat? Because Moshe tells Paro, you know, we're going out 3 days. Moshe comes to Paro, you know, Hashem wants us to, and we're coming back. Why the Geula has to be by cheating? Hashem wants us to leave. And we're going for 3 days, we're coming back. Klal Yisrael, go borrow the money from them. Borrow, you're not trying to give it back. And that's because Klal Yisrael didn't want to do that. Well, why did it? Give us. I'll ask for it for a while. So the Goyen says a Gevaldik Pshat. It's two Pshat in it. The Goyen says a Pshat. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Paro to chase Klal Yisrael. Kibor HaChorom. Lo Yitzuyer, they will ask to go for good. Lo Yitzuyer, they will ask to go for good, so much Paro will not chase after it. Why? He was masking to let him to go. The Talmud says he was masking for 3 days. And the minute that Moshe is carried on running, so he was sure, no, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he wants, Hashem doesn't lie. Moshe made up this whole story b'chlal. Moshe wanted to run away with the Olam. He made up a story to me. Why are they changing the mind? They said they're going for 3 days and they're coming back. Vayuge b'meile is vayach b'liboy. And meile he chose Klal Yisrael again. The meile the vayashilu was also part of it. I'm coming back. Everyone said, I'm coming back. They knew Klal Yisrael could steal. Klal Yisrael knew that they're not going away. They knew Klal Yisrael were not liars. Everyone would say they're taking it for a while. So this was the Dabur Noba Osnei Yom, that this Chelek to be Machshid Pari.
I'm Hashemus.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Chleis Nish Tetar Tzuchtem, Chleis Nish Tetar Tzuchtem. So, Chleis Nish. Chleis Nish Gila Tetar
Tzuchtem.
Emes is what Hashem wants.
Yeah, but I hear, but I'm for sure Emes is what Hashem wants, but the Maizi says we're going for 3 days. It's not true. I don't know what the time is. He says I'm going for 3 days. They're planning to go for good.
Look, he didn't
show
him.
He said we're going for 3 days. What's
going to
happen after that?
Oh, Mechtimel Yom.
Straight up.
And this.
Oh,
no.
Emes is what
Hashem wants, but he says we could borrow something. No, so the Talmud says borrow is also we borrow. It never came to ask for it.
It's not a Shalom.
It's made to kill them. It's for killing them. That they will think that we're cheating.
The ultimate.
Let me get a stick of back. It's a lot of Zahum only can say some of them. So we'll try to say some of them. Ve'emah Moshe koyomar Hashem kechatzis alaylo ani yoytze b'teich Mitzrayim. Kechatzis alaylo ani yoytze b'teich Mitzrayim. Rashi says, "Keicholik alaylo." Why? There's no time chatzos. So Rashi, before chatzos, they were living. After chatzos, they were dead. So when is chatzos exactly? There's no time chatzos. Chatzos is when the night is in the middle of chatzos. So when the Mitzrim died, there's no time chatzos. Chatzos is 12:22. So 12:21 is not chatzos. 12:22. So when the Mitzrim died, so Chaim said they lived the first half, and the second half they were dead also. Dying is also not a time. So they were living till Chatzos, and from Chatzos they were dead exactly the same time. This is a good Chaim. It's not dying, no time to die. When you're living, you're living. When you're dead, you're dead. So they lived the first half, and they were dead in the second half. This is a good Chaim. So Rashi, why he said Ka Chatzos? Say Ba Chatzos. What is Kachatzis? So Rashi, Shemu Yitu Atztagvinei Paroi Ve'yemru Moishe Badayu. They will have a mistake. He will say Chatzis is 12:22, and Lema'isa it will be 12:23 or 12:21. Ve'yemru Moishe Badayu. They will say Moishe is a shaker. He said 22. It happened 23. So Moishe changes. The Gemara says Kachatzis. Hashem said Bachatzis. In the Bachatzis is the Yoytze. And Moshe changes, Chazal say, Hashem said Bachatzis, why he said Kachatzis? And Moshe knew, Chazal say, Moshe knew to Mechavan Yisoysof. Shemu Yitu Atztagdim Yipalim. It says two Mahalachim, say every time. What is the two Mahalachim? What Mahalach is? What was the Chashash? Moshe will say 12:22, and when is Chatzos? 12:20. He will say 22. When it will happen? They will have a mistake. They will think Chatzos is when? 21 or 23? We'll start with 21. No, I don't know. I'm asking. What is the what? Chatzos is 12:22, and Moshe will say 12:22, and it will happen. Rabbi Zalman 12:21. Hey, Moshe, you said 22. So what? Well, I said 22. That already happened a minute before. The Talmud says, what is the difference of a Navi to a witch? A witch also sometimes makes witches. Black witch, Manish, real witches. The Talmud says, he almost, well, a person knows the weather. They don't know the weather. They say it will snow. Poof, it snows a couple inches more. It almost happens. Yeah, they say it will not snow in Florida. Snow also flat. They miss it. They almost make it. If Moshe misses it in a minute, what was the whole argument the whole time with Moshe? Exactly what before. Moshe says, I'm Navi Hashem. Pharaoh says, listen, I see you doing miracles. I'm not stupid. I also have people that do miracles. Tell Moshe, mine are better. They eat up your snake. They eat it up. So Shabbos, the Givaldi Givald. Right, what is it? You know, it says that his stick ate up all the other sticks and it didn't become thicker. I heard from Levi. Why it didn't become thicker? What?
Because it's falch.
Shit, and trapped. So Levi says that Ozum Shabbos, the thing he said, I forgot the shame who. He said, if the stick will be a bit thicker, so later the Mitzrim will tie it. You see, the matter after was doing a lot of witches because our witches also given some blood tach inside there. It became thicker when it's full with witch. Apart the witches are witches. Hashem said, Gomish. You didn't take nothing. But Yubshan Madi Zayse Givaldik. The Kishav is Gomish. It doesn't catch in Mokim Hashem. So maybe if that's that, Nina Pah will tell Moshe, Makis Bukhiris was the market that proved that Hashem is Emes. Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. If the market would be Epes. Epis a minute before Moshe. We know you're a very good witch. You know how the winds are coming. Yeah, you missed it in a minute. I'm not a big mechashev. You bring shade in the ruches to eat in the shabbos of everyone here in the Bukhiris. But it didn't happen exactly. Moshe to Mistabala. It's not Moshe.
So that's saying kachatzes help. He's saying
around
the snow about 3 inches.
No, listen. He could say that. The Hashem is giving a market around that time. He could say that. Everything that he says doesn't have to be how much, always. He didn't say how much. But what he says, Hashem said that it's happening around them. So this is not proof. But if they have him in a shekel, he's 100% wrong. This is one ma'ach. Another ma'ach I'm saying no. This is not a chashash. I'll messiah to this pshat first. Well, next parshas. So we'll be the next parshas. So, what a bila marshal. You know, we know that the man went down, it was snowing man. Every morning. Hashem said in Shabbos it will not snow. Doesn't the Aviram and Chazal say they hide it? And the middle of the night they went? Honestly, every morning it snowed 2 feet, 2 amo, of snow of mud. You know how much is it? Asach. They hide a little bit, and on Shabbos in the morning they went to throw around. How much they managed to hide? So, okay, the birds came, nothing was left. Yishakech, birds, we appreciate this hide, we give them bread. Yeah? Class, I wake up in the morning, couple places, little spot. Hey, Moshe, it's snow. The talent says they will tell him you're right. But you see, Epis came down. Shabbos, you know that in Shabbos the weather doesn't fit for a month. Yeah? Nah, the Koyches, Epis dribbled. Moshe, do Mr. Shakir. If Hashem is right, even one piece of mud can go down. If one piece of mud, Moshe, the mud is not Hashem. Moshe, hey, you're a witch. You're schlepping. And I don't know. So, you're right. You know that in Shabbos it doesn't work so well. But Epis came in. This is the Machlekes. And Emes. This is one Mahalach. Second Mahalach is forget. Second Mahalach is forget. Moshe Rabbeinu is what to say. Shiyemu Moshe Badayu. Shiyemu Moshe Badayu. It will happen in 12:23. It will be a minute of Chil Hashem. For a minute of Chil Hashem. In a minute they will find out that my state they had a mistake. My state they didn't have, but it's Chatzetz. It's been a mice of a Baruch Ber. Famous mice. Baruch Ber was sitting in a place. He was listening to a shir. A young Rosh Hashiva came to the yeshiva, and the Kavis were saying yeshiva, and they saw the Baruch Ber moving from side to side. Then they saw the Baruch Ber taking off his hat. Then the Baruch Ber got up and left the room. So a couple of minutes, the Baruch Ber came back. I said, Baruch Ber, what happened? He said he needed to the bathroom. Excuse. So he said like this. You know, if you'll get up, the young rabbi will be insulted that Baruch Ber is leaving in the Rosh Hashiva. He will come back in a couple of minutes. I will want to be in these 2 minutes. But he needs to go to the bathroom. So he's saying he can leave his hat. Everyone knows that Baruch Ber is not a sheikh, so Baruch Ber doesn't go on the street without a hat. Okay? Baruch Ber doesn't go without a hat. It's a yid. So maybe they will have for sure that Baruch Ber is coming back. So maybe Yen will not be embarrassed. Because he didn't want Yen to be embarrassed even for 1 second. So now the Maisa, they say, was a Baruch Ber had a noge. After he would give smicha, he would make you to stay in the city for a month to check that you're misnayim. So when a yid yikuma v'tichas Scheinberg, shiv from Teir Oyer, so he came to get smicha by Baruch Ber. But for Helen, it's very good, but you have to stay here for a month. I have to see how you hanoge, shulchan aruch hachamishi. So in the case, I have to go back to my wife, because I told her I'll be here just for 2 days. I have to go home to tell her I'm staying in a month in Katowice. So Bochbel said, wait, because he sent his son to find out. And his son told him that this person will take it to become a Talmud Chacham. I think that he was right. And we could give him a smicha even like this. So he asked Bochbel, you never do it. You don't want to give it out checking. So he said, you're right. But, if this young man will go home, his wife will come, oh, no, you got a smicha. He said, no. What? No, I'm getting soon, I just have to stay. For that minute that I've been tater, when I have recovered, I can't stand. So if this is a covet, my sense of Ran in the Dovin. Ran says, the person says, I'm a neuder anoy, mikulchem, chutz me'abel. All of you are not allowed to enjoy my things, chutz my father. So the Gemara says that he was Yishalif Tfois Tibur Loshem Rishon and Tfois Loshem Achoy. But he said Kulchem, he meant also his father. Then he said Chutz Me'abo, so no. For the Ram, no, he said Kulchem Chutz Me'abo, he never meant his father. So the Ram, no, this person meant his father. Because if he would mean his father, he would say Chutz Me'abo Kulchem. Because Ein Odom Roitze Shizbaza Oviv Afilu Lerega. When he said Kulchem, everyone thought also his father. So Al-Koch, he meant his father and he changed his mind. That's the Ram. Shein Olam Roitz, maybe he had done again because I think a lot of people are not so much better, yeah? But Ein Olam Roitz, she's bad to offer a full rega. So if the male of Moshe Rabbeinu was choishish for Kvoit Shemayim for a minute. Maybe he said, kachat sois. But chas v'sholem will not be even for a second. So we don't have enough time. We're all in Gishmak Yizachim. It's so much nice things. But I want to say one vote I never said yet. And I heard it years ago. I never get to it in Parshas Bo. I heard it from a year, it was Nifter. It was in the bris years ago. He said in the Pasuk Luk in Pasuk Perig Beis, Perig Yud Beis, Pasuk Tisvav, I think. Shibas Yomi Matzis Techeilu Ach Vim Arishan Tashbisu Sao Medeirim Kikol Oichel Chometz V'nichreso HaNefesh Ahim Yisroel. So Rashi v'nichras ha'nefesh ahi me'yisroel. Me'yisroel, shomea ni tikores me'yisroel v'teylech lo le'am acher talmud le'ma b'mokim acher mi'lefonai v'chol mokim shu rishusi. So al kadai toch that kores means she has to leave our religion, has to convert backwards. So what is that? This is Rashi. There's one Rashi that says the same thing. His name is Rav Emanuel, he lives in Manchester. It's all me, right? Vayikro, Chof Beis, Posu Gimel. Emoir aleem lede roisichem. Kol ish asher yikrav, Chof Beis Gimel. Mikol zarachem ala kodshim vetumosri olo venichreso hanefesh ha'im melepolai. זה Rashi, venichreso, yochel mitzad zeh lezad zeh, tamulim arani Hashem b'chol mokeh. So what does that? Only in those two places. Strange, no? He said like this. In all of the places in Torah, when it says Nichrasa, it says Tavir. The trop is Tavir. Or Tipcha. Loshen breaking. So Tavir is Miloshen Tivra, and Tipcha is Miloshen Tfochaim Nosato Yomai. So the Melech says that life is short. So it's other Tavir, other Tipcha. By us, and the Nichasok and by Chometz is Gershaim. But the Nichasok by us, Gershaim. By you, it's by Omer Amor, you can look at Amor also. The two of us are the Nichasok, Gershaim. Gershaim is Miloshim Golos. So I would think that he could go to Golos. So Rashi, Salke Daido, the Nichasok, he has to leave. Tamulem and Milifonai, that is a real cause. So he brings the maise that a person came to Rabbi Simcha or Samech and he told him that he ate chametz b'shogeg, he needs a kapora. So he told him, go to the altar of Zareve. But come back to me after to tell me what he told you. So he went to the Zareve and the Berazor told him that he go to Golos. And Golos be mechata when he ate chametz b'shogeg. He says, before Shapochit the Zareve said, go to Yehudo me'oini. Oini is lechem oini. Golos Yehuda me'oini. In the land they came, it's lechem oini. I don't know if the Osamech said that we see that in Chometz Vaistois was a tzad that Golos is mechaper b'shegeg. This is the Gershayim. This couple, but not Bemezid. Salkedaitos at Rashi, even Bemezid at Rashi. No, no. Milafona is a bazundere pasuk. But Vaistois, this Chometz is Golos Yehuda Moini is a mocking to Kapora the day Golos.
Not everyone was able to see Yitzchak Mitzrayim, because just in case the didn't happen.